Hi, this is Steve O'Mooney from the Four-Eyed Radio Network. Now, one of our great sponsors on our show is Amazon.com. Go to thesasquatch.net, click on the Amazon banner, and shop like you normally do. We'll get a little taste if you do. So that again, check out thesasquatch.net and click on our Amazon.com banner. Thank you for your support.
Hey there, true listeners. This is Kyle from the Longbox Cast, and you're listening to another great Four-Eyed Radio podcast. For more great shows, check out foureyedradio.com. And while you're at it, check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/longboxcast.
Bookies and bookettes. That's right. Now we have three forms of life in the comic book world. That is right. It's another episode of Longbox Cast. This is episode number 41. We are 9 episodes away of 50, so it's going to be a milestone for Kyle and I this year. But, of course, this episode is recorded on March 9th and will be released on March 11th. So all of our news, if it's not up to date, you know why, but at least we're giving you this little warning ahead of time. Of course, Kyle and I will be talking about what Kyle's reading this week, if anything. Of course, I'm not reading anything this week because I don't do my homework. I have other stuff on my plate, which we will get into because we know how much you love to hear about Kyle's and I's actual lives outside of the comics. We got talking about the Supergirl costume was released. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the comic book contest info because we finally hit 150-something likes. So that stuff is coming your way. And also we'll talk about the TV shows, especially Walking Dead. Ooh, I'm trying to be like Chris Hardwick, but I'm not popular. And we also have a little bit of movie news for you because, of course, the trailer was released last week. Right after we released this show. So, of course, without further ado, Kyle and I are back at you for Boom 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 Longbox Cast. We are in. Kyle and I are back for a brand new episode of Longbox Cast. And that's right, kids, our awesome intro music. As God, if you could guys only witness what I witness every week. I was wondering if Kyle was just doing that to mess with me, and I'm pretty sure he was. But anyways,
I have no idea what just happened. I thought you were playing music or something on your end.
No. I was waiting for you to give me the signal because we always wait for that little. I mean, of course, now we're destroying the magic.
Really, show's created. I thought you knew. Like, we just have to wait like 5 seconds and then we could just like.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Might actually give me a lot better maneuver to try to edit.
To maneuver.
Sweet. So, of course. Longbox Cast brought to you by the 4i Radio Network, known as The Fern. For more information and more great shows, check out 4iradio.com. Of course, listen to our show with 4iradio.com, Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher, Zoom Marketplace, BlackBerry Podcast, Blueberry Podcast, Mirror Guy, Double Twist, YouTube, Swell Radio, SoundCloud, and Player FM. I have not gotten that down yet. Probably when I quit smoking, which is going to happen soon, because I'm going back to vaping. Spoilers, Steve. Of course, we're brought to you by Revenge Lover Designs. Illustrates and designs that fit your personality. For samples and inquiries, visit RevengeLover.com. We're also brought to you by the nonprofit organization known as Comic Care. What is Comic Care? Of course, if you are a listener of the show and you listen every week, you're probably like, damn it, we know! We've been donating! Shut up! But you know what? Just like the motto of Stan Lee, every comic book he writes or used to write or has everybody writes could be somebody's first comic. So just like everybody else who might listen to the show, this might be somebody's first episode. Of course, Comic Care, the nonprofit organization. Basically what these cats do, they're out here in Arizona. They take – you're like, I have all these comic books, but I don't want to sell them or I don't want to – you know, I don't know what to do. What can I do with them? Well, you can donate it to them. They'll go ahead and take it. and they'll give it to children in the hospitals. And that gives kids something to read, and it's a great organization. You get to see all these kids' smiling faces. Of course, you can just go to www.comiccare.org, which brings you right to their Facebook page. Go ahead and give them a like, and check out all the great photos and all the great work they do. So Comic Care is a great place. Kyle and I support them all the way. Great organization, so help out the kids. And, yeah, we don't make any money off of it, so... If that is a way of making you actually go there, then great. Of course, without further ado, before we jump into our show tonight, or today, or whenever you're listening to this, maybe, I don't know how you guys listen, maybe put it on at work, or maybe you're at the gym, you're listening to us, or maybe it's like right before you go to bed after making sweet, sweet music with your lady, or husband, or male partner, or female partner, you never know, we could have those kind of listeners. I don't frown upon it, I say, hey, more love, bring on the love.
Sorry,
so
Mom.
Kyle, oh, yeah, does your mom actually listen to the show? Because
I don't know.
I've been trying to like keep it clean for her.
I'll talk for this week.
But then I'm also at the point like, you know what? Just let Steve be Steve sometimes. But anyways, Kyle, it's been a crazy week. I mean, for me at least. But how? What's new with you? Let's get an update on you.
Not much new. Still house hunting, of course. Haven't had any luck there. This weekend went to a poker game with some friends. That was kind of fun.
Oh, I'm gonna have to stop you right there. You good at poker? You play poker? You know how to play poker?
Yes, 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 and yes.
I just learned something new about Kyle. This is amazing. Okay, do tell. Do you have a good poker face?
I do. Yeah, I came in second place. Unfortunately, it was winner take all, so you know I didn't get anything back, so that kind of sucked. But I had a good time. That's my thing. It's like, you know, as long as I'm having a good time, that's all that matters. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Actually, yeah. I got to go to Vegas, so I'm probably not going to be touching poker because I have no idea what I'm doing with that. So I stick with the old gambling problem known as the slots.
And I've never touched those. I've always just been a Texas Hold'em person. My dad taught me, and then I always used to play like those, like online Texas Hold'em games for, you know, like fake money or whatever. And that's kind of how I really just like taught myself.
Well, that's really cool. I learned something about my co-host. We've only been doing this for a year, and I finally learned something about him, besides all the other stuff he tells me. No, I like this. This is good. I'll make a mental note for this. Oh, then that just gives me ideas. So when your birthday or Christmas is coming up, I know to buy you like maybe a Texas Hold'em set or something. Or you probably have like a million of them now because you're like, yeah, I tell people I like poker once, and that's all I get now.
I'm looking for it right now. I have a 24 gold carat. Yep, there we go. 24-carat deck of cards.
What? Yeah, I guess
And you can say they're like $5, but I won them from a contest or whatever, so.
Hey.
They're cool.
Better than nothing, my friend. Better than nothing. Yeah, well, that's cool. Crazy. So anything, trying to think of anything else that's happened within
Not much. I didn't get any comic books this week. I know, shocker, I've been getting comic books like left and right this past few weeks, but no comic books this week.
Alright. Well, it's a lot better than me, so I'll get back into that one day when I'm older and wiser and dead.
dead.
I don't know where I'm going with that.
Death, it's such a funny thing.
It is hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. According to this, the certificate with it, it says it is 99.9% pure 24-karat gold.
How much can we use that to keep the lights on in the studio?
Like I said, you could get these deck of cards for maybe about $5, so...
So, basically, we're saying we're screwed. But you know what you could do? You could go online... mm-hmm. you know, maybe to a store called like Amazon.com. I don't know, I'm just spitballing here. And, you know, you could go there, or you could just go to, you know, the Sasquatch.net, click on the Amazon.com banner, and shop like you normally do, and you can help fund the entire 4i Radio Network with all your purchases. So it doesn't cost you anything more. We get a little mm-hmm. bit of feedback, and we keep the lights on here at the studio, just throwing that out there, because I'm going to be living on my own soon, so it's going to be really bad. I feel sorry for Kyle. Kyle's going to see me at my worst, probably. Like, the lights are going to be all off. I'm all like, okay, I got 20 minutes of battery life left. And I'm like, Steve, why are you naked and covered in feces? Shh. Don't worry about it,
Kyle. I don't want to.
We're doing some long box cast.
The viewers would be so lucky because they don't actually have to view this. They'd only have to listen to the podcast. I would be forced to see this.
Oh, on the bright side, at least you're only seeing like this much of it, you know.
Yeah, until of course you like tilt the camera down like you do sometimes. And I see your crotch.
Hey, first off, that is for the children. Second,
whoa, Lomboxcast just took a whole new turn.
No, I just want to see how much I can get away with Kyle's mom if she listens. She'd be like, "You need to get rid of that ho-ho, Caesar. He's a horrible human being."
I forgot. Something did happen to me this week.
Oh!
My listing for my Edge of Spider-Verse, the first appearance of the Spider-Gwen, mm-hmm. I listed up onto eBay. It just ended. I ended up selling it for $107.
Whoa! Nice!
Yeah.
Do you miss it already?
A little bit, but I can get another... I can get, like, one of the fourth printings or whatever.
Ah. Well, that's cool. Well, look at Kyle. I'll remember to do that if I ever have to sell any of my comics or any kind of merchandise or whatnot to hit Kyle up, because I don't know how all the eBays and all that kind of stuff work.
Yeah, the only problem with it, though, is...
Man.
Yeah, the only problem, though, is, like, you got to make sure, like, it's, like, secure when you ship it, because, like, if there's, like, any little ding, people will get pissed off.
Oh, I guarantee that. It's, like... People are people like their comics to be in mint condition. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, I actually liked a couple of a week ago. So I get this email from Nintendo. I know this is not comic book related, but email from Nintendo. Now, if anybody's with Nintendo, if they're with the what was it, like Player's Choice or the club members or whatever, that's going to be closing down. I think soon. I don't know when. Sometime this year. So I got to like spend all my coins and get something before that happens. But all of a sudden, it's like, your package has shipped. I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? I didn't order anything. And then, like, I just realized since I got Smash Bros. For the 3DS and for the Wii, I was registering them both and get a free CD, and I think I get the downloadable code to download Mewtwo when he's finally available for free. But I totally forgot about that. And then I get this, I see this package today. I'm like, what the hell is this? And I'm like, oh, that's right. So I have the soundtrack to the Smash Bros., which is great. Nice. Because in my car, it doesn't work, the CD player. So.
Ah.
So, but that's a bit about it. Just craziness. But let's dive into some stuff. So, of course, let's talk about some TV. So, since I have finally caught up on Walking Dead, since I missed the last two episodes, and Kyle was able to give me a little insight of it, and then now we are both caught up with the latest episode. So, again, if you're not caught up with Walking Dead, this will be spoilers, but comic book related news. Holy crap! Oh my god! Now, I don't know about you, but I'm just going to say this. Crazy bearded Rick seems more sane than clean-shaven Rick.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, so the episode beforehand, before it ended, was the guy shows up, Aaron, talks about, like, oh, we can help you. There's this great community and all this kind of stuff. Of course, you know, that group is kind of weary because last time they've heard Salvation, it's, let's see, there was the scientist that blew up the place, then there was the governor who just tried to kill them and then steal their place and then actually killed some of them, and then there was Terminus who tried to eat them, and then they escaped, and then they tried to come after them, so they had to kill them. So the group right now doesn't really trust anybody who's not in the group. I don't know about you, but I kind of agree with them, because it's a zombie apocalypse, and... what was their saying for the wild time? It was all like, fear the living, not the dead, or I forget, yeah. Some really good slogan AMC had or whatnot. So they get to this town. Everything seems to be on the up and up, but everybody still has their little thing, worry, all that kind of stuff. Now, I would say this before we talk about the latest episode, the end of the episode before that, just what Rick says. He's like, well, they can't seem to do it. We'll just take the town from them.
Yep, and that's actually a famous line from the comics, too.
And honestly, I was like, yeah, you guys should do that. Because I have a feeling these people don't know what the outside world is like.
No, they don't.
Or, because I'm not that far, I'm not into that storyline in the comic books. Or these people didn't develop the town. They might have stolen it. Because we don't know. We don't know any of these people's backstories. I mean, one woman's claiming she's a senator or some crap, or a congressman.
In the comics, the chick who claims to be a senator was actually a guy who was a senator. They kind of reversed the role and made him female, so that was kind of cool, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. As far as I know, you know, they actually did build the town and whatnot. They didn't take it from anyone like that. They're basically just peaceful people, but they just don't know what it's like on the outside. They've been living in this civilization probably since the damn zombie apocalypse started. So
yeah, so yeah. Like, so we'll dive into this because I want to get your opinions on it. I know I have my couple of questions I'll ask and whole stuff. So right off the bat, they're like, everyone gets a job. So you're like, okay, that's kind of cool. And I feel like the people who are supposed to be training them should not be training them at all. If anything, they should be taking lessons from the people from the outside of the wall, such as the fact they go out there on a scout mission. They're like, oh, the zombie killed our friends, so we keep it around. And even I was like, no, you fucking kill. Okay, yes, it sucks. It happens. You're going to die in the zombie apocalypse. Mm-hmm. Whether it's starvation, whether it's getting killed by a human, whether it's getting killed by a zombie, it's just going to happen at this point in your life, you know. But yeah, you kept it around, and then you had to kill it anyways, and then you got all butthurt. My favorite part, though, with Glenn, where he's just like, the guy pushes him, and Glenn's like, just don't, like, back off, like, go away. And the guy goes to swing at him. Glenn, of course, dodges it, takes the guy out. Mm-hmm. And then what I love is, like, without even missing a beat, Daryl's on top of the other guy. You're like, oh, yeah, don't fuck with the group. Don't fuck with the group.
I love how, like, the one guy just, like, turns up, looks at Michonne, and she's like, you better not.
Oh, yeah. So, of course, like you told me, Rick and Michonne become the sheriffs, and Michonne's his deputy, so which makes sense, you know, for the woman to make that, you know, the call, because she's like, well, he did, you know, maintain peace and everything like that. And no, nothing against Rick. You know, Rick actually was probably like a decent sheriff, you know. Mm-hmm. So all that kind of stuff's going on. Now, apparently there might be a new love interest for Rick, except the woman's, like, married, which is weird, so that's kind of bizarre.
Yeah, for me, I mean, like, I've read the comics, so I know who these characters are, and I know what happens to them, and I'm kind of just, like, sitting over here just like, shit's about to get good.
I guarantee it. So, what do you feel like? You've already read the comics and stuff. You think they're going to stay with the comic? They're going to make the town up and up? And is it going to be the group that kind of corrupts everybody, or...
If they stick with the comics, basically everything goes well for a little bit, but then there is a zombie outbreak. A few people do die. I won't reveal anything there. Unless, of course, you want me to, in which case I will, but...
To me, put it this way, it's already in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
And I already know, like... I mean, I try to remember how many issues it was, but I remember one of the people in the group who's been with the comics for a while, he actually was killed off not too long ago. I think sometime last year.
Was it with a baseball bat?
I don't know if it was a baseball bat. I just know the character is very likable.
Yes, yes. Yes, he was. Yeah, and it was with a baseball bat, by the way.
Oh, okay. So he didn't even go up from zombies? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Pretty much. It was a guy who basically just lined everyone up and... He was just kind of like, all right, well, I could kill you, but I don't want to kill you because, well, you know, you're a kid. I don't want to kill you because, well, that'd be racist. I don't want to kill you because, again, race. And basically just lines up and he's like, well, I guess it just comes down to eeny, meeny, miny, moe. And just goes eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and then just takes his baseball bat and just slams it right into the person, I'm not going to even say gender, and then just keeps slamming and slamming the baseball bat into his or her head, and then they die.
Ooh, lovely. So what was the concept of that? Did someone break into the town, or...?
What had happened was this guy, Negan, he has been running this whole mafia-type thing where he has his own place, and then he goes to, like, other civilizations that have managed to survive, and is like, look, we're going to provide you protection, but you gotta pay us with, like, 1/4 of your food and weapons and all that stuff.
Mm.
So, you know, that happens. But then, you know, they finally get to Alexandria, and Rick's like, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
So he ends up killing one of the messengers, and then the guy Negan's like, yeah, you killed one of my guys, so I'm going to have to kill one of your guys.
Mm.
Now, if that's going to happen in the comic book, or if that's going to happen in the TV show, I really, really hope so.
Okay. Well, that should be interesting. Now that I know there's that kind of concept coming up, I think that, wow, that actually just kind of put a new twist on everything with that.
If anything, it's probably going to happen next year after the mid-season finale.
Mm.
So he'll probably show up by the end of next season.
Well, that's cool. Well, that's something to look forward to. So we'll see. So far, Kyle's, well, technically you've been, like, pretty much good at, like, predicting stuff when it comes to the TV shows and everything like that, such as with The Flash and so on and so forth. But obviously you've read the comic book, and now they're, like, they even said it, too, like, on a couple of Talking Deads, that they're kind of steering everything back towards the, like, the comic book stuff and things like that. So that's something new intrigue. So basically everything, there's probably obviously going to be drama in the town. Obviously, that the woman, I think, is treading on thin water that's attracted to Rick. Rick, I think he's like, I don't give a fuck at this point. He's like, I haven't had Poo-Tang in, like, forever.
I tell you what, after this episode, I'll tell you, if you want to know what happens, I'll tell you what happens to the characters.
Okay, well, actually, when we're done with this episode, I'll ask if it's the character that I think it is who you've mentioned that is no longer.
Yeah.
But, of course, then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is back.
Yes, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is finally back.
So, Kyle, jump us into that one. Of course, a lot of stuff has happened with that show, and right now, with this episode coming back, I'm not expecting, like, so much, but do you think, are they doing the building blocks of making everything towards the Age of Ultron movie right now?
As of right now, they're mostly just building towards the Inhumans.
Oh, okay.
They're trying to, you know, basically just get you ready for the Inhumans. This way you know what the Inhumans are and whatnot. Well, basically, at the end of the last episode, Trip died trying to save Skye. And then Skye, when she awakens from, like, her rock tomb cocoon thing or whatever, she creates, like, an earthquake and basically just kills Trip, and so he dies. Well, because the Terrigen crystals had created, like, this mist that came out, they put Skye into quarantine because they're not sure what, you know, if she's infected or anything like that, so... Yeah. Not much else really happened. A little bit of hydropolitics and whatnot like that, but I wasn't really paying too much attention. Near the end, though, Fitz goes up to Skye. He's like, look, I went over all the data and everything like that, and it looks like you caused the earthquake or whatever that caused Trip to die. And she's like, no, that can't be possible. And he goes, he's, like, starting to, like, blame her. He's like, this was you. You did this. You're inhuman. You just kept doing all... Or, you know, you just did this. And then, you know, she freaks out and, like, a light bursts in the background and, like, the earth starts shaking a little bit. So, and then everyone comes up and they're like, are you okay? She's like, yeah. And then Fitz shows back up because he ran away. He's like, oh, this happened. Just create, like, a little scapegoat for her so this way she's safe. He's like, look... I don't know what's wrong with you. We'll figure it out together, but they can't know because they might start treating you differently. So, It's just between you and me right now. For the next episode, which is tomorrow and yesterday, if you're listening to this now, Lady Sif shows up.
Ooh.
Yes, so she's coming back, so that's kind of cool.
That's really cool. Okay, so cool. So they're, at least they're gearing up to, I know they can't say it because Marvel owns the rights to that, but the mutants, basically, right?
No, they're just leading up to the Inhumans, who are basically kind of like mutants, but they're... I don't know really how to put it, basically.
Well, they're not born that way. They're kind of like manufactured superheroes.
Because
that's like Captain America. Okay, it's basically like it's like the Peter Parker thing, where Peter Parker isn't really a mutant, but he did get superpowers because of an accident.
Yes, but this was caused by the Kree that caused these regular humans to develop these powers, and then they went to go live on the moon.
Mm. All right, so cool. So hopefully the next episode that premieres this week will be good. Of course, we don't have any update for Flash and or Arrow, which I got to binge watch Arrow. When does Flash come back? Is that the end of this month or?
March 17th, I believe.
Okay, because I know they're probably gearing towards the end of their first season and Arrow's season finale, which will probably happen sometime in, April, May?
I don't know when the finale is going to be, but probably, yeah.
And then comes May 1st, my friend. Woo! So, speaking of movies, of course, we geared up for, was the new Avengers trailer, which I believe is the last Avengers trailer that we'll probably be getting, besides TV spots and everything like that, which kind of gave you a little bit more of Ultron talking, which is kind of cool about how he's all like, it was built to pretty much save the Earth, or the world, and I realize the only way of saving it is destroying it, and you're just like, oh, dude. So, Ultron, basically, they nailed this character to a T.
Yeah.
And
this trailer, I mean, it just had so much more, action, and the comedy that we remember from the first movie is finally, in this trailer where, they're cracking jokes, so it's not going to be, a completely serious movie.
Well, I know it's going to be a lot darker.
Yeah,
than the first one. I mean, of course, it's going to be kind of easy because really, if you think about it, you only really need to introduce a few characters such as Vision, Ultron, the twins, basically, which we kind of already know a little bit about the twins because of X-Men's first, the X-Men movie, but since they're, two of the things, so we'll see what happens with this. But, I mean, not too much where you have to actually build these characters again, such as, not really had to build it in the first one, but then again, it's no one really knew too much about Hawkeye, which, great movie news as well with Hawkeye. He is going to be also in Civil War.
Yep.
So they're gearing up for that as well. So a lot of cool stuff is going to happen with the Marvel Universe. And then the thing with, apparently, people are petitioning, I don't know if it's going to work or not, but people are petitioning to get Hugh Jackman's Wolverine into the Marvel Universe as well.
I just don't see it happening right now.
No, I don't see it happening either. I mean, with all the push and pull with the Spider-Man thing, it's going to be a while before something like that happens again. But, of course, Age of Ultron, a lot of cool action shots. The poster was released, like we said, had everybody on it. You get to see a little bit of Vision, which I have to say this. They are really keeping that under wraps. Vision. They've done the concept art and shown some pictures, but no actual thing has been, that's what I don't get. There's so many movies, there's this was leaked. Mm-hmm. This thing has not been leaked, at all. And I'm super impressed with that because something happens.
Yeah, I think the only thing that's really been leaked is just toy pictures of the Vision, and that's about it.
But if you look at the toy Vision, it looks probably exactly like all the concept start we've seen, so it's so it's gonna be a huge unveil. It's gonna be kind of cool to see that, so but yeah, that's looking good. Oh yeah, and then I forgot, Gotham, I'll just touch upon that real quick. Haven't seen the newest episode, the Red Hood episode, the stuff with Fish Mooney. So apparently the one thing I want to touch upon, it looks like, I don't know, I thought she was gonna get killed off just in general in the show, Fish Mooney, But it looks like Pinka Jada Smith will not be returning for a second season because it looks like the show is going in a different direction than what she thought the character was going to be doing. So I think she might be dropping out.
Oh.
Which I think is kind of weird. I don't know the whole story. I got to research that. But I've been hearing like all these mixed things because I thought, like, I'm like, I know she was going to be a character. You know, I'm like, I thought they were going to keep her for a couple of seasons, and then she finally gets killed or something happens to her or something like that. But just getting her out, you know, out of the first kind of – off to the first season is kind of like, dang. So we'll figure out what's going on with that. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. There's a lot of weird, crazy stories going on with that right now. But
Speaking of petitions, it just dawned on me. Forgot to mention this during Walking Dead. Now – have you heard about people like being like outraged and pissed off about the whole gay kiss in The Walking Dead?
You know what's funny? I didn't hear anything about it because like that's something I would have thought would have been spoiled for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like out of everything, like the show when I finally like did not watch the show for like almost 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
nothing was spoiled for me. Like, when I was just about to watch it, that's when the spoiler was happening. You're like, are you serious? I'm just about to watch it. Didn't hear anything happen. And literally, when it happened, mm-hmm. like, I was just basically watching it. He runs in, kisses the guy, and I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, okay, they're a couple. Like, didn't faze me at all. I'm like, I just thought, no. like, oh, that's kind of cool. I'm like, so are people, like, really outraged about this?
Yeah, people are pissed off. And, you know, and I'm kind of just like, okay, you're okay with the blood, the gore, the zombies, the cannibalism, but you're not okay with this. There is something seriously wrong with you if you're okay with letting your kids watching cannibalism, but not... It just baffles my mind. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with people if they're going to be outraged by this?
I don't know. There's just so many... Like, to me, like, if you're even thinking about it, like, okay, first off, there's no government anymore, and if you're... Okay, let's even break it down to the fact of this is the Walking Dead universe. There's mm-hmm. no government, there's no politics, there's nothing. People are pretty much killing... There was that entire Terminus episode where these women were pretty much raped, you know, and this is what turned these people into the people they became to take back over Terminus. Like, that was the world they realized they lived in or whatnot. No yeah. one says anything about that, but two guys finally, oh my god, he's safe. The man I care about, the man I'm in love with and everything like that. And he gives him a kiss because obviously it's like, they're in love. That's what you're outraged about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's I'm like, first off, if anything, that's the most wholesome thing I've seen in The Walking Dead in a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. There's been so much blood, carnage, hatred, killing, and everything like that, and then finally two people can connect and be like, oh, there is – you can find love in the zombie apocalypse.
Exactly.
That's so dumb. Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's the same thing I said. I'm trying not to get onto this, but it's the whole stupid thing with the, you know, oh, gay marriage and everything like that. But I'm like, look, if two gay guys today got married, did it affect me? No. Did I hear about it? No. Did I still go to work and do my job and everything? It's not like I was sitting there. It's not like I have a superpower. And every time gay and lesbian people get married, it kills me a little inside, like physically. Like all of a sudden I go to the doctor, he's like, oh my god, you have cancer or something like that. Like, if that was my horrible superpower, it's like, well, then yes, I would petition it just because it's like, well, every time you people get married, I die. I'm dying. But no, it doesn't affect anybody. So I think people just need something to bitch about.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so
into positive news stuff. Moving on to movies and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, continuing with the TV show. That's right, it's a TV show. They released the Supergirl costume.
Yes. What do you think?
I love it. I think, you know, Melissa Benoist, the actress who will be playing Supergirl, she looks great in the costume.
Yeah, she looks really good in it. It almost kind of gives you the Zack Snyder look a little mm-hmm. bit from Man of Steel. So they're trying to keep it in that. Yeah, so I guess that's actually what I was curious about because, like, this has been the first, besides the Flash and the Arrow, like, this is another TV show that they're full-blown just going ahead and here's the costume, we're doing this, where she's going to be flying around, she's going to be fighting crime. Like, this is not going to be one of those where it's like, do they ever put on the suit? Do they ever do this? Do they ever do that? So
Yeah.
But yeah, that should be very interesting. So that's actually, you know, not that's the funny part. Me not being a Superman fan until like I started reading the New 52s and getting a better feel of Superman, and also the fact of like, you know, Man of Steel came out and I really enjoyed it, and now Supergirl, I'm like, this is stuff I'll actually like watch. And so in fact, I'm actually kind of waiting. I was hoping that with the buzz about the Supergirl, I'm like, I kind of hope they release Lois and Clark on Netflix. I'll start watching that.
Yeah, that'd be actually pretty sweet. I never really got into that show, so that'd be kind of nice to watch that.
Just a bunch of stuff that I was like, oh, okay. So yeah, no, I like the costume. I think it looks really good. She looks really good in it. So it kind of just builds my confidence of like, this is a TV show, and they're able to make a really good costume, you know, for the Flash, for Arrow, and for her. And it's like, wow, that's kind of cool because, I mean, the last time, I'm trying to remember a really horrible costume for a TV show superhero that was just, oh yeah, that was it. It never got picked up, but they did a pilot episode, but it was for the Wonder Woman TV show.
Yeah.
That they were supposed to do. And that costume was like horrible. Like it came out and we're like, what? Like, I thought you guys had a budget. Like, what happened?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I remember seeing, like, a few pictures from that, and I was just kind of like, oh, okay. It really didn't faze me. I mean, I wasn't into DC at all, so, you know. But, I mean, like, looking back now, I'm kind of like, yeah, probably a good thing it got canceled.
Well, no, it never got picked up. Like, there's only one episode of it. Mm-hmm. That episode never got released. You could probably find it online, or it's probably going to be one of those, like, bootlegs, like, at a comic convention or something like that. But, yeah, it's one of those things that just never got released. And actually, also, now I'll have to say this, Marvel, you might have to step up your game for your TV if you're going to start doing the Netflix stuff. You got to start making some decent costumes then.
Yeah, because that Daredevil costume is just really out there.
Well, I don't know if they're doing, like, I know, I get it if they're doing his first year, he's trying to get the feel of everything, blah, 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 but, and you're going to end it with the series where he's all like, I need a better look, and then it's like, the costume, and then season two is like when he actually has that thing or something like that, or he's building towards it or something like that, but if you're going to pull, like, the Smallville where he's all like, no, I'm just going to run around with a headband on and party like it's 1972. I mean, a great joke they could do, which would be a callback to like his original costume, which I believe was yellow.
Yeah, it was black and yellow and whatnot.
Which would have been funny with the guy that's all like, yeah, we're thinking, he's like, oh, I was thinking about doing it in yellow. He'd be like, oh, I don't like that color. And the guy would be like, you're blind. Like, you're not going to see it.
How do you know what yellow looks like?
Yeah. But, Supergirl costume looks really good. I'm looking forward to that, actually. So it's just weird. I just think it's just weird that DC is just, like, throwing, like, their superheroes, like, to different networks.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what happens. And, of course, then the Atom TV show will be coming soon. Or is that even going to be called The Atom, or they're going to call it something else?
I have no idea what's going on. I haven't heard anything else since they announced, like, the ridiculous cast for it.
You know, it'd be really funny if the first episode when it's a whole bunch of different like kind of heroes put together in that thing, and like somebody's like, we should call ourselves the Super Friends, and he's just like, no. Speaking of, it was a TV show, became a comic book, and then it just got opted last week. It looks like it's going to become a full length feature film, Adventure Time.
Really?
Yeah. Which I'm super excited about because Adventure Time is awesome.
I never really got into that show myself. I mean, I've seen an episode here and there, thought it was funny, but I just never really got like addicted to it like some people have.
I'm not like I can't say I'm super addicted to it because obviously I haven't seen like an episode since I don't have cable and everything like that. But I try to catch it when I can and when it's on and stuff. But what I'm so excited about is the fact that a girl who went to the same high school I did actually worked on Adventure Time.
Oh, wow.
Was doing stuff for that. And then she went off and did her own show called, like, was it, like, Puppy Kitty? Kitty Puppy?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's some weird, crazy, I watched that. But the thing that really was cool about it was there's this really very, a lot of people have not seen this. Or they have seen it now, but when it first came out, no one knew about it. There was a short of Adventure Time, which was on Nickelodeon for like one little, you know, 15, maybe like 12-minute like short.
Yeah.
episode. You can find it online. It's freaking hilarious or whatnot. But it was just like the most random thing. I'm like, oh, let's do it. And Nickelodeon passed on it. Nickelodeon's like, yep. No, we're not making this. No. And then Cartoon Network's like, we'll do it. And then now it's like this huge big thing. You know, Nickelodeon's just kicking themselves. Like, God damn it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But yeah, so I thought I wanted to throw that out there. So, Kyle, did we wanna do this episode, or do we want to give it another week for the listeners to ask us questions and see if they want to get to know us? Or
yeah, we can do we'll do one more week. We can do that. Basically, if you have no idea what we're talking about, then you haven't followed us on any of our social media, because we've been posting about this. Basically, we want you guys to ask us any question you want. It could be comic book related, non-comic book related, whatever. Just ask us anything, and we will answer. It's basically a get-to-know-your-hosts thing.
So I approve of this. So, yeah, give us your questions. You know, if you listen to any of the other shows that I have done or know anything that I've talked about, or maybe there's a certain impersonation that you like that I've done if you listen to past shows and everything like that, or, you know, ask Kyle, like, what's his, like, if he had all the money in the world, what would be, like, his top, you know, comic book he would buy or something? You know, just anything, like, you want to know and stuff like that. We want to hear from you guys. We want to know if you're liking the show and all that good stuff. And speaking of social media, Kyle went out and did an awesome thing.
Yes.
Longboxcast on Instagram.
Yes, we now have an Instagram account. So you can follow us on Longboxcast. Basically, just go to Instagram.com/longboxcast, or just do a search on your Instagram app. Just look for a Longboxcast. All one word. Look for us. We posted a few pictures here and there. We might post some things on there that you won't see on our Facebook account or on our Twitter account.
So actually, go ahead and subscribe to that now. Go ahead and follow us on it, because as soon as I move out, which is in April, and I get my nerd cave set up, I'll probably take pictures of my place and everything that's out there. So you're going to see a lot of posters of stuff, and either you like it, you don't like it, or you'll be like, oh, and all that kind of stuff. So I'll show off my nerd cave, and we'll see if it approves for the comic book nerdom, or I'm just a poser.
Yeah, should be we'll post, you know, things here. Like, I already posted something about, like, some toy news and stuff like that, so that's kind of cool. We'll post when we update a new episode. Just random stuff. I mean, we posted pictures of the Supergirl costume on our Instagram and on our Facebook, so it'll be multiple stuff there, but, you know, just trying to create new mediums for people to follow us. Like, if you don't have a Facebook account or a Twitter, but yes, somehow have an Instagram, there you go.
What I am going to try to do, because June is when it comes out, once I move out and get everything set up, I will have a Twitch account for a video game when I start doing Arcade Bros again, but I'm going to do a kind of a split up, or not a split up, but a crossover episode, because it will be a video game, but it will be comic book related. I will sit down and people can watch me play the new Batman game when it comes out. We'll go ahead and see if you want to see if am I great Batman, or am I a guy who gets his ass handed to him all the time, Batman?
Or both.
Probably both, unless they fix the fucking buttons on, like, Arkham Origins, which is freaking horrible.
Yeah, I never bothered to play that.
No, like, okay, so they got, like, the... I'm sorry, I'm going on so many weird rants.
It's okay.
The control scheme was great for the first two games, and then you played in that one, and I was like, I'm hitting the button. Why isn't he... What? Like, I'm like, I don't think I just became horrible at this game.
Mm-hmm.
So. But, yeah, so, of course, follow us on Instagram. We also have a Twitter. Yes, it's also at LongboxCast as well. And Facebook, www.facebook.com/LongboxCast. And, of course, if you want to follow Kyle, because Kyle has not only comic book news, but he has other stuff he talks about on his Twitter.
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter at Deadpool_Ranger. I talk about anything from Power Rangers to comic book to just random crap that I'm thinking, because it's Twitter, and I can do that because no one's stopping me.
That is true. I am as well on Twitter and Instagram. S. Mooney Jr. is my Instagram. That's where I'll be posting most of the artwork when I get back into it and just random crazy stuff. And then on the Twitter, at Stephen Mooney Jr., also look for my weird or my, I think, are hilarious tweets because I do stand-up. And also look forward to more stand-up dates and maybe even videos of me doing some impersonations for you people. So if you want to follow me there, I am always happy to get a new follower. And I'm trying to think, is there anything else we wanna
yes, our contest.
Oh, right. So, of course, we have finally gotten to 100 likes. We have three comic book issues starting this week, basically today's episode that you're listening to, which is Wednesday. We will put out a question. You have a week to answer this question. And if you win, you will win a copy of a Daredevil comic that Kyle picked up. The question, we'll post it. I'll say it here. It might be worded different, but basically it's going to be a Daredevil question base. So look forward to that, kids, on Wednesday when that gets released, or today while you're listening to this. And then after that comic book has been won, next week we'll have another comic book for you, and the week after that we'll have another comic book for you. So you have to listen every week. Check out the posts. And we have a week to answer it. Whoever gets it's basically whoever the contest will consist of whoever basically answers first and answers correctly, so on and so forth. And then we'll give you a shout out on the next week's show. And then once that contest is over, since we did get to 150 likes, Kyle and I will put down a questionnaire or something, maybe a question. We'll see how many people actually reply to it, repost it, comment on it, or some topic. Then what Kyle and I are going to do is we're going to go through and we are going to get all these names together. We'll pick a random name out of a hat, so we have no idea who it is, and whoever wins that will then win our first official Long Box Cast box, which will consist of a bunch of random nerdy stuff. But we'll get that underway. That contest will probably start, I'm going to say, probably sometime either in June or July. So look forward to that. And, of course, if we get to 200 likes before then, Kyle and I will have another contest for you people. So this is what we're doing. We're giving away stuff. All you got to do is listen, kids.
All right, well, do you want to put the question out there right now?
Yes, I'm probably going to say it really poorly or badly. But since it's a Daredevil comic, I'm going with a Daredevil question. Now, what comic book or comic book series that spun pretty much off of Daredevil, but is not owned by Marvel?
Interesting. I wonder what it is.
So we'll go ahead and we'll put that question up in case you missed it. I'll probably reword it a lot better than how I said it. And as soon as somebody gets back to us with that, we'll go ahead and next week. So you have a week to answer, kids. So from this Wednesday to pretty much next Wednesday, you have a week to answer it. And we'll go ahead and read off the winner next week.
Sounds good.
So I think that's going to wrap it up or box it up.
I see what you did there.
I need a new writer. For this week's episode of Long Box Cast, I want to thank you all for listening to my rants. And also, don't forget to give Kyle love, because, again, without him, this whole ordeal of me trying to get my place in order and my life back on track, I feel like I was in rehab for a bit or something. That's what it sounds like. Like, finally, I've been, like, 3 days sober, guys, and it's just, it's good. I don't want to make fun of that, because I know people, it's a tragic, man, I'm really just harping on everyone today. Anyways, so give Kyle love, because without him, we wouldn't have a show, and I'm just the guy who shows up and rants. So, Kyle, without further ado, take us away with those magical words. In. Kyle and I are back for a brand new episode of Long Box Cast. Kyle and Steve will not be at San Diego Comic-Con because we don't make money.
Truth.
Okay. Figure I'd lighten it up, not make anything reference, so your mom would get offended.
Yeah, no, it's okay. She gets offended by a lot.
And now I want to make your mom a character on the show where she's like, I don't like that Moody boy. He's a bad influence on you, Kyle. Before you had dreams and aspirations, you were going to be a lawyer, not a comic book nerd.
All right, we're ending the show now.
Sorry, Kyle's mom.
All right, that should just about do it.
Yeah, okay.